when we were worshiping, I just felt like we are on holy ground.
当我们敬拜的时候, 我感觉我们在这个圣洁的土地上,
I really felt that this congregation has such a mature.
我就感觉这个会众呢就是有非常灵里的一种成熟。
And so I come to you today just as a brother.
我今天来呢就是一个弟兄的身份来到你的身边。
And you are my family.
你是我们的家庭。
So that's the way I feel in my heart, that we're sitting in Papa's living room and we're family.
那我现在觉得就好像我们在一个大家庭的那个客厅，我们都是一家人。
Amen.
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 So, yeah, I might need your help. I don't usually speak very often. I was a worship kind of like facilitator at a school, Christian school.
Yeah.
So most of my experience on the platform has been with like grade twos and three kids and all their instruments and then like yeah.
那我大部分的那个就是跟我有关系的都是二年级三年级的小孩，然后我就是带着他。
So yeah, like my role at the school was to build worship teams.
那我的在这个学校的工作就是来建造这个敬拜团队。
Yeah. So I'm actually a musician.
那我就是一个乐家。
And so we would raise up these young children like starting in kindergarten, and I would put them on worship teams.
那我就是从小他从幼儿园就开始培养他们，让他们进到这个敬拜团队。
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And then every Friday the chapel doors would open, and about 300 people, all the way up to high school, all the facilitators, like all the administration, parents would come and watch us worship.
那每个星期五呢，就是他们就会有这个学校的 chapel， 就是那个敬拜，然后他就会把开门，让所有的老师、家长都一起来敬拜，还有孩子一起来敬拜。
So yeah, it never went perfectly. There was lots of things. I have so much experience with catastrophic things happening.
但是它从来都不会完美，因为有很多情况突发情况会发生。
But I remember this one time. We were in the classroom, and I asked all the grade threes to come, and we were singing the song, Here I Am to Worship.
那有一次就是他在问三年级的小孩，就他们在演唱这首歌，就是我来这里敬拜你。
And during the worship, they formed a circle on the floor, all the kids.
那在敬拜的时候呢，这个孩子就做成一圈。
And I was on the piano.
那我在弹钢琴。
And a couple other teachers were in the room.
那还有其他几个老师在。And
the presence of God fell on the children.
然后这个神的同在就临到这群孩子身上。
Children started crying. They were worshiping Him.
然后这孩子就开始一起来敬拜神，在哭泣。
I walked over to get in the circle.
那我就来到这个圈子中间。
And the Lord said, "Don't." Don't go in. I might end up crying. So, I don't really have like a plan of what I'm going to share, but that came to my heart. How precious God's children.
那我其实没有看就是想怎么讲到，但是刚才我就突然想到这个，就是我们这敬拜的时候是多么的宝贵。So
these very kids would get out there and they would lead the worship for the school.
那这些孩子就会起来来带领学校的这个敬拜。And
it was just absolutely powerful.
非常非常的有能力。So
during that time, I got into a situation with my own family.
那个时候呢，就是我跟我的家庭呢有一些问题。And
the Lord, He has done some miracles in my life.
那神呢，在我身上做了一些神迹奇事。As
a worship leader on those front lines, I was under a lot of attacks sometimes and warfare and things like that.
那因为呢，我就是在前线来带领敬拜，那我有的时候就会有一些。
And my family came under attack.
那我的家人呢就被在灵里被攻击。
Like really, really, really hard things happen to us.
非常艰难的事情就发生在我们的家庭。
I'll fast forward to when my children, I was like in a situation where my children had left home and they'd gone to their mom's place.
那现在就是有段时间我的孩子都离开家，然后呢，就是去到他们母亲那边。
And I've never, as a father, the only thing that I ever wanted to be was a good father.
那作为一个父亲呢，我唯一想要成为的就是一个好的父亲。
So when I kind of lost my family,
那当我好像失去我家人的时候，
it was unbearable.
就是对我来说是没有办法承受的。
But I came today to give you good news.
但是我今天来的是带来好消息。
You see, like, it's amazing what God is doing because my son Caleb, who's sitting here right now,
right.
He's an absolute miracle.
那就像我今天我的儿子 Caleb 在中间就是一个。
Yeah. You don't have any idea of what he has been through.
所以你不知道他在他身上发生的事情。
The enemies tried to kill him.
那这个仇敌甚至想要杀死他。
Throughout his whole life.
就是在他成长的过程当中
even when he was a baby, like yeah, I remember like three times he choked.
那甚至他是婴孩的时候呢，有三次他都被呛住。
And right from when he was a very small child, he was tormented by the enemy.
那他从小的时候，像孩子的时候呢，就是被这个仇敌来就是来压制。
In our home in the night, he would come running in my room.Dad, like I'm being attacked.
那他小时候，他就会跑到我的房间，就说：“哦，爸爸，我好像我被就是，被攻击了。”
And even when he was a child, others would pick him up and say to me, "Your son is under attack."
那甚至就是他小时候，别人会跑过来把他抱起来，跟我说：“哦，你的孩子就是被攻击。”
So, the battle for our family was real, and he had gotten into another city, and he'll probably share some of that.
那呢，这个就是攻击是非常真实的。后来他就去了另外一个城市，他之后可以来分享这一段。
And like I know Caleb's okay with me sharing some of this stuff, but he had really been involved in some heavy stuff with gang activity.
那就是等Caleb 是同意我来分享的，因为他真的是有跟就是黑帮这些有一些攻击。
And I believe drugs became a way.To like try and heal, or for him it was to try and mask the pain he was in.
那甚至毒品呢，就对他来讲，就好像是来医治他，或者是让他来释放他的一些痛苦。
And so there was a period of time when I was at the school doing the school's worship.
那呢，就是我有一段时间在学校呢做这个学校的这个敬拜的工作。
That I knew he was like in gangs and doing drugs.
可是我也当时也知道他就是在黑帮，然后也在毒品当中。
But there was one particular time, and I always wondered if he was going to die.
那甚至有段时间我就想说他会不会有一天就死了。
Because so many young people were dying from drug overdoses and many things.
那因为很多年轻人就是因为毒品就是吸过量，然后就死。
So I would be with my beautiful wife Tiffany, and we pray for him all the time.
那我就跟我的太太 Tiffany 在一起，我就为他祷告。
Sometimes in the middle of the night, boom, my eyes would open.
那有的时候晚上的时候，我就突然睁开眼睛。
And I would just have to pray.
那我就必须起来祷告。
Where is he right now? I'd say to God.
对，问他，问神说，神啊，我的孩子现在在哪里？
What is happening to him?
啊，现在他身上来发生什么？
Because like there's stories like one time he was passed out in a snowbank in a t-shirt in the middle of winter.
啊，因为有一次呢，他就是穿着一个 T-shirt 在这个雪里面就是倒下了，就在雪堆里面没有穿衣服。
And a car came by and they picked him up.
但是有来了一辆车呢，就把这个孩子给带上了。
They put him in the car and they took him like to the hospital or to home.
然后他们就把他就是接上了，回到家里，接到那个人家。
If that didn't happen, he would have died that night.
如果那个人没有来救他，他可能那天晚上就死了。
Yeah.
The hardest one was when I got a text message.
最难的一次就是我突然收到一个短信。
And the text message, Tiffany saw me read it.
然后呢，我的老婆也看到我在读这个短信。
The opening paragraph was, Caleb died of a fentanyl overdose.
就是那个短信，就是说这个Caleb 我的孩子呢，就是就他已经死了，就是毒品过量，一种毒品。
But they were able to start his heart in the ambulance.
但是在这个就是。那个救护车的过程中呢，他们就让他的心脏又重新跳动。
And the paramedics, like his friend said, the one guy said he didn't make it, he died.
那个就是急救队员其中一个人就说这个孩子已经死了。
And his friend said, try one more time.
然后他们的朋友就说，再试一下。
Boom, his heart started.
那他们一再试一次的时候，他们的心脏又重新开始跳动。
And the paramedics went to his room.
那这个急救队员呢，就是去他的房间。
Said he's a miracle.
说他就是一个奇迹。
哈利路亚。
So, because of all these dynamics, when we would talk about Christianity or church,
那因为就是这样子的多方面呢，当我们讲起教会或者讲起基督教呢
，There was no way.You can even talk about it.
就是真的是没有办法怎么开始来讲这个事情。
So like even when we were in Maple Ridge, sitting at a coffee shop, he said to me, "Dad, we're not safe right here. There's people trying to kill."
那当时也就是甚至我们在那个 Maple Ridge 坐在一个咖啡馆，他都跟我说，哎呀，我们这不安全，有人想要杀我。
And then he sort of got into like really heavy drugs, and he was often passed out.
那他就是进到就是非常非常重的毒瘾当中，常常就是会晕死过去。
And this went on for like years.
那这样的事情就是发生很多年。
And the Lord, he said to me, I never spoke to my son about the Lord because I wanted to have a relationship with him.
那我从来也没有跟我儿子讲过关于神，因为我想跟他建立一个关系。
So I never talked about God.
那我对他呢，我就从来没有提到就是神。
And he had so much right to be so angry at the family.
那他有很多的这个就是对这个家庭愤怒的这个权利。
Because it was a war zone growing up.
因为呢，在他成长过程中就好像一个战场一样。
So, yeah, it's powerful because the thing the Lord said to Tiffany and I is he said, the next time Caleb calls, lead him through to my heart.
那有一次神就对我跟 Tiffany 说呢，下一次 Caleb 打电话的时候呢，就把他带这个孩子进到我的里面。
And it was scary for me to do that.
那对我来说是很可怕的一件事情。
Because when I talk about the Lord with him before, I would be met with just a whole bunch of like, woo, just I would get blasted, right?
因为呢，我以前试着尝试跟他讲关于神呢，他就会非常的生气，跟我讲很多。
And nobody wants, yeah, sorry, nobody wants to hear their son ring off a string of F words at you.
没有人就想听你的儿子对你来爆粗口。
But then he called and he said to me, he would call me at his lowest points.
那是他有次打电话的，就是在他人生最低谷的时候给我打了个电话。
And he said to me, Dad, I can't do it anymore.
他跟我说，爸爸，我已经没有办法再忍受了。
So I said, Caleb, it's time to invite Jesus into your heart.
那我就跟他说 ，Caleb， 现在是时候了，你要邀请神进到你的心里面。
I get emotional because it was such a powerful moment.
那我就是非常的感触，因为这是一个当时是一个非常能力的一个时刻。
And he prayed that prayer with us on the phone.
那他在电话里呢，就跟我们一起来做了这个觉知祷告。
Amen. Hallelujah.
He said to me, "God, I'm willing to surrender. I can't do this anymore."
他就跟我说，爸爸，我愿意来降服，因为我不能再忍受。
And that story is amazing because I'll tell, my wife is also a miracle, right?
那我的太太呢也是一个神迹。
I'll save that for another day.
下次再分享。
This story of her and I is an absolute miracle. So her family was the family I always wanted, I always dreamed of.
那她的家庭呢，就是一个我非常向往的一个家庭。
Like her dad is incredible.
她的爸爸非常的。
Her mom is incredible.
她的妈妈也非常的好。
Her sister is incredible.
她的姐姐妹妹也很好。
So blessed.
The extended family is also incredible.
她的所有的这家人呢都非常的好。
Big family dinners.
就是很大场的一起聚餐。
And I had an orphan spirit.
但是对我了，我就是一个孤儿的灵。
I came to BC on my own, left home young. Same thing, like I was a total orphan.
那我就是像一个孤儿一样，很小就离开了家，就自己养大自己。
And now I had the family I always dreamed of.
那我现在我就有一个我想要的家庭。
So, yeah, that's a little glimpse into how great that story is.
这是关于我们两个一些故事。
But the coolest part is her father works at a recovery center up in the mountains as a Christian minister.
那他的爸爸呢是在一个山上呢，就是做一个recovery for drugs.
Yeah.
就是好像那种就是毒品恢复的一个机构，戒毒中心呀，的戒毒中心。
So I had mentioned to Caleb about Joshua House, like.Few years earlier.
那我跟我儿子 Kayla 就讲到，就他的父亲，他的这个事。
It was called Joshua House Recovery Center.
Joshua House Recovery Center. 就是耶稣亚戒毒中心。
And the first time I mentioned it to him, I was met with a whole bunch of strong words.
那我第一次跟我儿子讲到这个戒毒中心的时候，他非常生气，跟我讲了很多粗口。
And he didn't know much about it, but basically, in a nutshell, he said, "There's no way I'm going to a Christian recovery center."
那当时大概的意思就是说啊，我是不可能去一个基督教的一个戒毒中心的。
But as I was leading him through the prayer, I mentioned the Joshua House to him.
那我刚带他接受那个信主祷告时候呢，我又跟他讲了这个戒毒中心。
And he said, "Oh." So, it really goes deep in my heart. I'm emotional because this stuff is so deep in my heart.
那我就是非常的就是感恩，因为这个对我来说是非常心里非深处的一些东西。
And it's powerful because in the book of Malachi, the very last book of the Old Testament.I don't know if I've got it here, but I was reading it this morning and I realized that there's 39 books written in the Old Testament, right?
那我今天早上读到这个经文，就是在旧约里呢有39本书。
I don't have it here, but at the very end of the last book,
那在这个就是旧约的最后一本书的最后一部分呢
the word says, I'll send you Elijah the prophet.
那他就说我要差派这个以利亚这个先知以利亚再来
before the great and dreadful day of the Lord
在那个就是耶和华大而可畏的日子之前
and he will turn the hearts of the fathers to the sons
那还要转把父亲的心转向儿女
and the hearts of the sons to the fathers
儿女的心转向父亲
Hallelujah
and I believe we're walking in the spirit of Elijah.
那我觉得我们就是在以利亚先知的这个道路上。
Yeah, because God has restored my son and I.
因为呢，耶稣呢恢复了我和我儿子的关系。
So we're living proof of the time that we're in when God is sending forth this amazing restoration in family.
那我们就是像行在这个神这样子的以利亚这个时代的这个样子。
And I know Caleb has some things in his heart that he wants to share.
那我知道 Caleb 呢有一些他也可以想分享。
Do you want to come on up?
Yeah.
This is my miracle right here. He's alive. And he's with the king.So I'll let you translate,
okay,
and
okay.
I'll just
sit down.
Sorry.
Yeah, God is so good. I just wanted to touch a little bit on what he was saying before about I didn't know that the Lord actually told you the next time I'd call you, that would be when I would come to the Lord because...
Wow. Oh, sorry.
No worries. Because I didn't know that the Lord actually told you the next time I'd call you. 已经收到这个信息说下一次这个儿子打电话的时候呢就是时候到了。
But that day, I was still doing drugs. I was still high at the moment that I started getting attacked severely by the enemy.
那一天其实我当时还在吸毒，而且还是就是吸得很high的时候，然后呢，我就被这个仇敌大大的来攻击。
And I felt this spirit of darkness and death come over me, and I was sure that I was going to die, and that was the end of my life right there.
那当时我就感觉这个死亡的灵就靠近我，我当时觉得我马上我就要死了。
And I remember hearing about Jesus as a kid, and I didn't really like the church. I had a lot of anger towards the church, right? But in this moment, I felt like I was like, okay, Jesus, if you're real, I need you right now. And
那我虽然是在基督教的这个背景长大的，但是我对教会呢有很多就是不满。那我当时就跟神说，如果神啊，你耶稣你是真的话，那我现在我就非常需要你。
And as soon as I said the name of Jesus, it's like all the power of the enemy, all the power of death just had nothing left on me, and I felt everything lift off and just peace come over me like a flood, and it was just.
那当我一开始一宣告耶稣的名的时候，我就感觉所有的这个攻击就离开，就感觉神的耶稣的这个平安就临到我身上。
Amen, amen, hallelujah.
And I was just—I remember just being filled with such a love that I'd never experienced before, and like I just couldn't stop smiling. I was just sitting in this chair and just like sat there for like 2 hours, just feeling like a blanket was over me, you know, and it was like. And,
然后我坐在那里就一直在那里两个小时在傻笑，觉得好像有一个这个毛毯就裹着我一样。
And that was the first time in years that I had ever felt anything good. I had like probably seven or eight years of just pain, nothing but pain, right?
那我当时就是觉得七八年都没有这样子的喜乐，那七八年都是痛苦，唯有那个时候感觉到喜乐。
But I remember when I felt that, I knew instantly that nothing would ever be the same. I knew.
那我当我就感受到这个时候，我就觉得一切都不再一样了。
And I knew that I couldn't go forward with the life I was living, and that day was the last day I ever did drugs. And
wow. 那我就知道我就是生活不能再那样子，那一天就是我就是最后一次就吸毒。
And I remember it's interesting because I was sitting there and I was like, I know this is God. I know this can't be anything else. And so the only thing that could come into my heart was I need to call my dad, the only Christian person I know, right? And so I was like, but yeah, and I was so broken, you know, I was in so much pain that I was ready to just give up everything. I had nothing left in me.
那我当时这么样的破碎呢，我都觉得我就是已经要就是放弃了，因为我没有什么东西可留恋。
I remember I called my dad and I could barely even, he took me through a psalm and we were praying and I couldn't stop crying. I remember I could hardly even get through the psalm we were reading because I was just bawling, you know.
那我记得我打电话给他之后呢，就我爸爸跟我分享了诗篇，然后呢，我就是觉得一直在哭，我甚至都没有办法读完这个诗篇。
And I remember him telling me about Joshua House, you know, and I was still unsure about it. I was like, I don't even know what I'm doing, where I'm going from here. But I just said yes. I said, okay, I have nothing left. I'll go. I want to get help, right?
那我知道他之前跟我提过这个约书亚的这个救护中心，然后呢，我当时想说，我不是很想去，但是我已经没有办法了，我就是没有什么东西可以帮助我，所以我就说我去吧。
And so 2 weeks after I had prayed that prayer and had let the Lord into my heart, I still, that was the last time I did drugs, right? And so I 2 weeks later went to Joshua House.
那就是两周以后呢，我就做完这个举止祷告，两周以后呢，我就进了这个耶稣亚的这个戒毒中心。
And there it's a strict Christian program, right? And it's very like 6 hours a day you're in the Word and you're learning about the 12 steps of recovery and how to submit yourself to God.
那它是一个非常就是严谨的一个基督教的一个中心，那每一天有6个小时呢，你都要花在就是读经上面，然后呢有很严谨的这个教导，12步怎么样就是戒毒。
And there I experienced a lot of healing in myself, you know. When I went there, I remember I was so being attacked by the enemy that I wouldn't sleep for days at a time. You know, I would try to go to sleep and I would just have these nightmares and nightmares and nightmares, and so I just wouldn't sleep.
Right.
And I was plagued with things that I had been diagnosed with, like PTSD and all these things that had caused me so much harm, right?
PTSD.
Yeah. But, you know, after 6 months of doing the program, of giving everything to God and just submitting myself to Him, I had people pray over me, and I had people just loving on me and showing me the love of Christ. And today I can say that I deal with none of that anymore. That no trauma. That just by concentrating on the love of Christ and on all that He's done for me, nothing matters anymore. Right? Yeah, and you know, one thing that really blessed me coming out of recovery was going when I first went to Church of Zion, and And I found out when I went there that they had all been praying for me for years. And as my dad was saying, he'd wake up in the middle of the night and start praying for me, you know. And I believe that the Lord used all of them to save my life. Because there are multiple occasions that I should not have lived through at all. I remember one time, these three guys tried to drown me in a river. We had gotten in a fight, and we were at this little place called Hot Rocks. And I remember one of them was stepping on my neck as my head was in the water. And I thought there was no way. There's no way I'm getting out of this alive, you know? But then something happened, I don't know, and I just felt like a burst of energy, and I started just fighting and throwing and then running and just getting out of there, and I survived, right? And multiple drug overdoses, right? And so many things that I shouldn't have made it through. But this family prayed for me every day for years. And I believe without a doubt that it's because of them praying so faithfully for me. And interceding for me in the middle of the night. That I was able to make it through these things. Yeah, and it's been such a blessing to be a part of the family now. And I've learned, you know, I've learned such a love that I've never experienced before.
Right?
And yeah, it's just so good. God is so good, you know.
Hallelujah.
You know, and yeah, I'm the last person that anybody would ever think would be saved.
Right?
Everybody that I knew before was sure that I was going to die young.
Right?
But the Lord has done something amazing in my life. And if God can save me, I mean, He can save anybody. There's no one is too far gone. Yeah, God is so good. Yeah, I was praying yesterday, you know, and I was just talking to the Lord. And And I felt like he's been emphasizing lately that that the harvest is ripe and that he's turning the hearts of the broken to him.
那我就感觉到他说的这个就是这个庄稼已经熟了，神要把那些受伤的人呢带回到他的身边。
And I felt like the Lord was saying that he wants to restore to all of us what was broken or what was taken from us.
觉得神呢就是还要恢复一切就是仇敌夺去的东西。
Amen. Hallelujah.
And I feel like nowadays, I feel like it's so much easier to talk about the Lord to people. People are more willing to hear what he has to say.
那我也感觉呢，就是最近一段时间就好像更容易比跟别人传福音，别人更愿意来聆听。
Because the world is very broken.
因为这个世界真的是非常的破碎。
And once you experience the love of Christ once, there's no going back.
那你一旦你尝到了主的滋味呢，你是不会想要回去的。
Amen.
You can stay here for a second.
Okay.
There's another really cool part to this story. Okay. This man, we started working together. Like construction.
那我跟他有三。
Yeah.
他跟他的儿子呢，就一起在一个就是建筑公司来工作。
And in this Airbnb we are staying in.
那我们住在一个 Airbnb 里。
We're with like all the construction guys.
跟其他的就是那个工友住在一起。
And this one guy walks in, and when I first saw him, he looked homeless to me.
那有一个人就走过来，然后他呢，我第一眼看他的时候，我以为他是一个无家可归的人。
Yeah, like he was missing teeth. His hands were very dirty. He was very, very kind of strong type of guy.
那他就是手非常的脏，牙齿也都没有了，看起来就是好像一个非常。
And we're living in this home, and the man said, I can't swear around you guys as much as I used to.
那我就是跟他们在一起的时候，这个人说，哎呀，我跟你们两个在一起，我都不敢就是说出口了。
And then he said, like, we noticed that he stopped swearing as much, right?
我们也发现，哎，他好像不能讲这个出口话。
And then he started saying, like, wow, like, there's something about you guys was really different.
他就觉得，啊，你们两个中间有一些是很特别的。
And so we were busy working. It's sad we didn't think to really tell him about Jesus, right?
那我们当时就是非常的忙，我们也没有想到说要跟他传福音。
Because we're getting up at like 5 in the morning and we're working till like 7 at night.
因为我们早上五点要起床，一直工作到晚上的六点。
Yeah, and then all of a sudden, so I just said to him, like, yeah, no, we're Christians, right? We love the Lord, right?
那我们就跟他说，哦，我们是基督徒，我们爱我们的主。
And then he started asking us about Jesus.
这个人就开始来问我们关于耶稣的事情。
And there was a Bible in the house, and when we had left, he was there by himself, and he opened the Bible and started reading.
那我们当时有一个圣经在这个房子里边，然后呢，我们出去的时候呢，这个人就拿起这个圣经来读。
And he was reading the scriptures in Matthew 13, where it says some seed fell by the wayside, and that they're going to be burned, you know, that part.
那他就读到这个马太13章，就关于这个种子掉到地里，有些被烧了。
So he told me he was reading the Bible, and he had some questions, right?
那他就跟我说，哦，我在读圣经，然后他有些问题。
Yeah, so we started loving on him and praying for him.
那我们就开始就为这个人祷告。
And he was also a drug addict.
那他也是一个吸毒的。
And this one time, he walked in the front door, and it was just Caleb and I home, and he said, I can't get God off my mind.
那有一次呢，就是他就是进来，然后只有我跟我的儿子在那个家里面，然后他就跟我说，哎呀，我没有办法不想神。
So I said, that's it. I walked over to him, I put my hand on him, and I said, Josh, I think it's time for you to invite Jesus in your heart.
那我就走过去，我就按手在他头上，我说啊 ，Josh， 我觉得这个是神的时候，你要来接受他了。
And then Caleb comes running over, puts a hand on him as well.
那我儿子跑过去，也把那个手放在他的身上。
And we started to pray over him, and he actually accepted Jesus into his heart.
那我们俩跟他祷告的时候呢，这个人就当场就接受了耶稣。
He was crying. It was powerful.
那他也在哭泣，然后呢，当时是非常有能力。
We started breaking off generational curses off of his life, all of the things that had captured him. We started praying over him.
那我们就是为他祷告，然后把他砍去一些这个就是灵里祖上的一个咒诅。
And I'll make the story short. he lost his family. After he gave his life to Jesus, he lost his family. He lost his driver's license. He got kicked out of his house. And then he got fired from the job.
那他就是他信主之后呢，他就失去了家庭，然后失去了他的这个驾驶执照，然后呢被他家人踢出来，然后也失去工作。
Yeah, and Trevor, our boss, said I fired him today because he's on crystal meth. He comes into work drunk. He's always getting high at work.
那呢，这个我的老板说，哦，我把这个人开除了，因为他就是吸着毒来上班。
And the Lord had put on my heart something very special that. I hadn't told Josh this, but I was thinking about telling him about the recovery center.
那我就是我心里对这个Josh有些负担，但是我没有跟这个 Josh 讲过，就是关于这个就是会戒毒中心。
And then my boss said, if you can find him, he's yours, you can have him.
然后我的老板说，如果你找到这个人的话，那你就带他去吧，你就这个人是你的。
I call him on the phone, and he answers, Kenny. Right, he's very drunk, very high.
然后我就打电话给他，然后他就说，Oh, Kenny, 因为当时在吸毒很 high。
I said, Where are you?
我就说你在哪里呀？
And he said, I'm running through a sprinkler on some lady's front yard.
他说，哦，我这就是一个女人的这个就是草地前，草地不是喷水吗？他在那个地方喷水地方在玩。
It was in the summer. It was very hot that day.
因为是夏天，我很热。
So I went and I waited. He said, I'll meet you at Rona's. And I went and I waited. I thought he was going to be fast.
那我就是开过去了，我就等着他。I
left work and I went and I waited and I waited and I waited.
那我就是我提前下班了，我就去这个地方找他，我就一直等他。
And up walks this man, soaking wet.
然后就来了他，然后他就全身都湿透了。
But the spirit of death was on.
但是这个死亡的灵在这个人身上。
He hadn't slept in 3 days.
3天这个人没有睡觉。
He'd been injecting and doing crystal meth for 3 days straight.
那他就是给自己就是注射这个冰毒，连续三天。
And he collapsed in my arms and he said, I think I'm going to die.
然后他就倒在我身上跟我说，我觉得我要死了。
And I said, Josh, the Lord put something on my heart for you.
那我就跟他说，Josh, 神有一些负担，把你的负担放到我身上。
I said, I know a recovery center called Joshua House.
那我知道一个就是一个戒毒中心，叫做Joshua戒毒中心。
And he said to me, I'll go.
他就跟我说我去。
So we were in Seychelles on the coast.
那当时我们是在西小，在这个海，这个就是岛上。
And because Caleb has so many connections at Joshua House.
那因为Caleb呢，在这个就是Joshua这个戒毒中心有很多的关系。
And because her dad's the minister up there.
也因为就是Tiffany的爸爸是在里面是服侍的。
Usually there's a waiting list, you can't get in.
那一般呢都是有一个就是等候名单，你不能马上进去。
But Caleb gets on the phone with one of his brothers up there, has a conversation.
那我的儿子呢就打电话跟里面的弟兄沟通了一下。
And then he said, bring him right now.
然后那个人就说，现在就把他带来。So
we put him in the car. I got him from work. We put Josh in the car.
那我就把我的儿子从上班地方接上，然后把这个Josh放到车上。And
it took us 7 hours to get up into the mountains where Josh, yeah, 7 hours. We had to take a ferry.
我们就开了7个小时，我们还要坐ferry把这个人送到这个山上。
Yeah, we didn't let him out of our sight.
就一直都是盯着他，不让他离开我们视线。But
here's the best part of the story, okay? It was about a year after he was in Joshua House.
那就是这是一年，就是他在戒毒中心一年之后。
And we roll up in the night, 12:30, I think, or in the night.
Yeah, 12:30.
那我们开过去的时候是半夜的12点半。
And it's dark. There's all these cabins, but it's way up in the mountains. And all of a sudden, these two big, burly dudes walk out. Like big guys at Joshua House.
那我就是半夜十二点，然后去，然后有很多小木屋，突然来了两个很壮的人。
Two tough guys walk out. They're big, and they come walking right through our circle, and they just grab Caleb, and they go, Caleb! They just start hugging him and picking him up.
然后他们看到 Caleb 就把他两个大人大男人就把他抱着说 OK 了。
But this this was the coolest moment. The anointing on Caleb was so powerful. He was wearing a white t-shirt. And he was now delivering a person that he led to the
Lord.
Amen. He'd gone through the program and now he's bringing people back to
the
Yeah, so these are the first fruits. I believe there's many more coming.
God
is restoring homes. Yeah. He's restoring the broken. He's restoring families.
这是出手果子，但我觉得神还会带来更多，神要医治这个家庭，医治这些破碎。
Okay, and then I want to say one more last thing, but I want my wife to come up too. I love Church of Zion, and I love Papua Guinea, and this is my beautiful wife. Everyone, just say hi.
那我是很爱，就是王这个齐安教会还有这个基甸牧师。
But she said something so powerful to me this morning. And,
那我的太太今天早上跟我分享一个事情。
When we were talking about what to share, and like we were nervous about sharing.
那我们在讲说，哎，我们要分享什么呢？我们有点紧张。
And so, do you want to tell, like, share what you were sharing with us?
Yeah. Well, first of all, just it's such an honor to be here. Thank you for having us.
来到这里很荣幸，谢谢就是你们邀请我们。
I just felt such a strong presence of the Lord here. So precious. Wow. He's really ministering to me a lot.
Yeah.
So just, why me? Okay, anyways. So I just really felt like the importance of sharing. So I feel like we all have loved ones in our lives that we are praying for and hoping for to come back to the Lord.
那我就觉得好像我们每一个人呢都有我们想爱的亲人，我们在为他祷告，想让他回到神的神的心里。
And I just feel the importance of sharing with the family, so that others can own that person and pray for them with us.
那我就觉得我们要把这个人呢，就是分享出来，让就是其他的家人呢，就是教会的家人也可以同样的，就是为这个人祷告。
And it's just really special, like with Caleb, because the family really prayed for him. Now they can also share in the victory of what God did in his life.
那就像 Caleb 一样，因为呢，我教会的家人一直在为他祷告，教会的家人也可以同样的，就是来享受这个在灵里这样的得胜。
They can own that victory and rejoice like it's their son.
那他们可以就是拥有这个得胜，也要好像拥有这个儿子一样的那样的喜乐。
And I hope that our family sharing this testimony today can give you all hope for your loved ones, because there's so much more to come. Caleb is just one of many that God's going to be moving in their lives.
就是我觉得我们分享我的儿子呢，也就是给大家一个鼓励，还有很多很多像他一样的，你们的家人也要回到神的面前。Amen. Amen. Amen. And do you guys know Pastor Gideon, Papa Gideon?
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody knows Papa Gideon.
那你们知道基甸牧师吗？
You know, we had a conversation one time, and it was about the alignment.
那有一次呢，我就是跟这个牧师呢分享，就是关于，就是跟神对齐。It's
about the way we've aligned ourselves in the family.
就是我们在这个灵里面的家庭呢，就是跟家里人对齐。By
honoring the mothers and the fathers and the
先从尊荣我们的父母开始。And
I really believe that the things that are happening to us are because of our posture in the kingdom of heaven and with the family.
那我觉得呢，就是我身边发生事情呢，都是关乎我们跟神还有我们的家人的这种，就是是对齐。God
has like positioned us for the blessing.
那神呢，把我们就是带到这个祝福的一个当中。And
I my heart is just to completely honor those who've labored for our family.
我就是非常感恩，就是为我们家里人，就是啊劳苦工作的这些人。
Even pastors that have come when Caleb was in some of his situation, there were pastors that would come and visit him.
那甚至就是 Caleb 在当时的那个状况里，也有很多牧者呢去看望他。
The family of God fought for this family.
那就是神的家人呢，就是真的是为他来征战。
It was nothing I did for sure, and I
并不是我做了什么。
So it's a supernatural thing that God has done. He's done something sovereignly for us.
那这个是一个超自然的能力，神呢就是为我们成就这个大能工作。
And yeah, so I just want to thank you very much for allowing us to share our testimony today.
那我就非常感恩你们允许我来这个分享我们的见证。
It's when we were in worship earlier, it's just so incredible.
正当我们在敬拜当中的时候呢，真的是非常的。
So it's just been wonderful to be here. We really thank you very much for listening to our story. Yeah, I wish Papa Bing could have been here today.
Thank you.
So we honor you and we thank you.